You're gonna miss this.
I'm Pamela Wilson, the Care Navigator on 630 KHOW, Denver's talk station. You're with me on The Caring Generation, focusing on the conversation of caring, giving us permission to talk about aging, the challenges of caregiving, and everything in between. Loretta was born on a farm in Ohio. Fields as far as she could see, awake at sunrise, working with her five brothers and sisters and parents until sunset during long summer days when school was out. There was no running water, no electricity, no refrigeration, only a two-story wooden house with bedrooms upstairs by way of a ladder and a bedroom, kitchen, and living area on the main floor. There was a sizable barn, in it chickens and horses, outside pigs and cows, that, as she would say, needed tending. Loretta took eggs from nests and milked cows in the early morning hours before she left for school. Her brothers and sisters had other tasks divided among them, including mucking the barns and feeding livestock. When the children returned home, there were barns to clean, other chores, and homework to do by the light of a kerosene lamp. By the end of the day, they were all exhausted, never having trouble falling asleep. Loretta was the only child interested in education. Her other brothers and sisters were comfortable on the farm and remained to help her parents. As she grew up, made it through high school, and went to college, she met her husband, Al. Al was drafted in 1941 and transferred to Germany. Loretta, not one to be left behind, went with him. During and after the war, they lived in Germany, England, and France. For Loretta, born on the farm in Ohio, this was the adventure of a lifetime. She enjoyed life in the military and the friendships and associations she made. She was a social butterfly, not one to sit still, active in charity organizations, always doing something to honor men and women supporting those less fortunate. Eventually, she and Al returned to make their home in Colorado near his family. Loretta and Al had two children, a boy and a girl. She stayed home to raise the children while Al worked and remained connected to military life through the American Legion and other organizations where they could share time with those of similar experience. Loretta and Al kept up the tradition of supporting charity organizations. One of her favorite hobbies was baking. She collected different shaped cookie cutters and baked elaborate shaped and decorated cookies from scratch. She baked for church bake sales, school events, and for the staff at local police and fire departments who she felt were unappreciated. She was welcomed with open arms every time she showed up with large boxes of freshly baked homemade cookies. The police and firemen knew her by name. Many years later, children grown, her husband Al passed away. Loretta, with fairly significant health issues, decided to remain at home. She had macular degeneration, likely from years in the fields without sunglasses. She was diabetic. Still, this did not stop her. She saved pennies and purchased small toiletry items to put into paper lunch bags to deliver to women's homeless shelters. She continued to bake cookies and, with the help of a driver, delivered monthly goodie boxes to police and fire stations. Never a day went by that she wasn't doing something. Listening to books on tape, baking pies from apples on her backyard tree, doing crossword and word search puzzles with the help of a caregiver who came every day to help with meals and medications. Her positive attitude kept her going even when her health worsened. Nights she had difficulty sleeping, she calculated word puzzles in her mind. Her last years were filled with medical appointments and hospitalizations, but even this didn't stop her. She honored the American flag, posting it on her front porch every day and taking it down in the evening. She continued to bake with the assistance of a caregiver and kept her mind active. At her memorial service, her two children handed out small American flags with a cookie cutter attached. Two of Loretta's favorite passions. This week, let's allow creativity into our lives to help us find solutions that may not be evident, but solutions that offer dignity and clarity into our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Three magical quotes of imagination, Michelangelo. I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. Edgar Allan Poe. They who dream by day are cognizant of many things which escape those who dream only by night. And Vincent van Gogh. When I have a terrible need of, shall I say the word, religion, then I go out and paint the stars.